Bechenim dikdek hechochem alatzmo, the Rambam writes, the dikdek means to pay attention to detail. So in this context, it means that the chochem is very exacting with himself. He holds himself to very exacting standards. He speaks softly, gently, in a refined way with people. He relates to them. He greets them warmly, graciously. If necessary, he absorbs insult, he swallows, never responding in kind. Mechabed lahen va'afilu le'mekilin lo, accords respect, accords honor, even to those who don't reciprocate. V'nosen be'amuna, all his affairs conducted with the utmost integrity. V'lo yabe ba'aruchos amei ha'aretz v'yeshivosan, he's not to be found in idle gatherings. V'lo yeroa tamid ela oseg betoro otav betzitzis muchdo betvilin. Whenever glimpsed, he's forever preoccupied with Talmud Torah, enveloped by a talis, crowned by tefillin. Ve'osa b'chol masav lefnim mishuras hadin, in every area, he goes beyond the letter of the law, goes beyond what's required. Ve'hu shalo yisrachek harbe ve'lo yishtomem, but never to an unhealthy extreme. With the result that he's universally praised, loved, and people desire to be able to emulate his conduct. Such a person is Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. For all of HaKosuv Omer, about such a person, the Navi Yeshayahu, speaking in the voice of HaKadosh Baruch, who says, Vayomer li avdi ato, you are my Eved, my servant, Yisrael, asher b'cho espo'er. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, is glorified on account of that person. There are many remarkable, very rich elements to the words of the Rambam here, but let's try, Be'ezus Hashem Bli Neder, to hone in on one of them. The Rambam says the effect of the Chacham's behavior, his demeanor, his persona, is that Yimtzu'u Yimotzu Hakol Mekalsinoso Oevinoso Misavim Lemaisav. Everyone will praise him. Everyone loves him. Everyone is enamored of him. Everyone desires. Everyone is inspired to try to emulate him. Earlier, in Parag Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, when the Rambam famously charts the derech la'ahavosa v'yiraso. So the Rambam writes, b'shoshi yizbonin ha'odam b'maisav u'bruav ha'niflorim ha'gedolim. When a person reflects upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wondrous, great creations, v'yira mehem, and a person will glimpse chochmaso she'en lo erech v'loketz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inestimable, infinite chochma, miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mefoer u'misave taiv v'gedol aleidna Hashem ha'godol. Rambam uses the same words. The same reaction which contemplating Maisa v'buav ha'niflaim, the same reactions that engenders within a person, ohev, mishabeach, misave, so those same reactions are engendered by the Chacham through the force of his Torah personality. Let's try, Rezus Hashem, to understand this dynamic a little bit more. In the context of his discussion of Bechira Chofshis, our unlimited, unconstrained free will, either lahatos atzmo l'derech tova v'lios tzaddik, or conversely, rachmana litzlan. So the Rambam says, what is it then? How does one understand a pasuk? Umahu zeh she'omer David tova yosha Hashem al ken yorech hatoim baderech yadrech hanovim b'mishpat v'yelamid hanovim darko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is morech hatoim baderech. He leads them along the way. He guides them along the way. But doesn't it depend upon our bechira? The Rambam gives two answers. The second of which, va'od she'nasan bohem koach lilmod u'lohavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endowed sinners as well with a capacity, lilmod u'lohavim, to learn, to study, and to discern. Shemida zo v'chol adam. The following quality exists in every person. Mida zo v'chol adam. Shekol zman shehu nimshach b'darkei ha'chochma v'hatzedek mis'ave lohen v'rodef osan. If a person will only expose himself to, if a person will only involve himself with darkei ha'chochma v'hatzedek, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chochma, so mida zo b'chol adam, that naturally, intuitively, inevitably, mis'ave lohen, again, that same word recurring, mis'ave lohen v'rodef osan. Everyone, mida zo b'chol adam, says the Rambam, everyone has that quality within him. A quality to react. That a person is overcome with a thirst, that it ignites a fire within him. Mis'ava lahen v'rodef osan. There are at least three contexts or occasions when we have the opportunity to experience this mis'ave lahen v'rodef osan. The first, what we just looked at in Perek Beis of Yesodei HaTorah, b'shar sheyizbonin ha'odem b'masa v'buav ha'niflorim, he's being nimshach b'darkei ha'chochma, reflecting on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wondrous handiwork. So what happens? And yirim mehem chochmaso, the chochma, he glimpses the chochma, he's nimshach b'darkei ha'chochma. So what happens again? This effect, yirim mehem chochmaso, she'em la'erech v'loketz miyad hu oev m'shabeach hu m'foyo m'say v'tay v'gedolna. Second context, occasion to experience that misave tavi gedola, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh famously writes Yirmos b'mama b'chol hatov el hatov. The phrase b'chol hatov is an allusion to Torah. Ka'omrim zal, as Chazal say, in Perikinyan Torah, ain't tov el hatov. Shem hoyu b'nei odom margishim b'mesikus v'arevus tov hatorah. If people would feel, if they would sense the sweetness of the goodness of Torah, hoyu mishtagim u'mislahatim achareho. They couldn't contain themselves. Hoyu mishtagim. They couldn't contain themselves, and they would ardently, fervently pursue Torah. V'lo yechashe b'neihem lo olam kesef v'zav l'me'uma. A world of gold and silver would mean absolutely nothing. Ki ha'Torah kolel es kol ha'Torah shaba olam. That same nimshach b'darkei ha'chochma mis'ave lahen v'rodef osan. And the third context or opportunity to experience that magnetic grandeur of Chochmas HaBoreh is in the person of the Chacham, the persona of the Chacham. The Chacham who successfully embodies so much of Chochmas HaBoreh has that same magnetic effect upon people that Talmud Torah does, that contemplating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Briya. Ad sheyimatzu hakol mekalsan also means it happens inevitably. It's an inexorable process. The Chacham who's medakdek, the Chacham who carries himself this way, dibur benachem samabios, daitum uveresimahin, magbil mesev upanim yofos, etc. It's an inexorable process. The ad sheyimatzu hakol mekalsan also, it happens inevitably, inexorably. That same magnetic effect of Chochmas HaTorah is exerted by the force of the personality, of the persona of the Chacham. Midos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, writes the Rav, Yordas la'olam hatachton, the actional attributes, the midos that we glimpse in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, Yordas la'olam hatachton, they descend to this world, u'mizgalmos v'gdolei Yisrael, and they become embodied in Gdolei Yisrael. Chachmei HaMasor. Mitoch nivchei nishmosehem, from the recesses of their neshamas, mavhik or mufla, shines forth a wondrous light, hamispatzel l'shlal tzva'im, which then divides into a whole spectrum of colors. Mishamshim heim ma'on l'shchina, they serve as an abode for the Shechina. Ve'etzem ishiyusam, and just their very personality, ma'atzila yofi shalmala u'makrina mashahu eloki, it radiates something divine. Al pi rov shelo b'ritzonam u'v'yidiyosam. Generally, involuntarily, and unknowingly. K'mare hakeshas asher be'onan like the view of the rainbow in the cloud, Kein Mari Kvod Hashem, so too is the vision of Kvod Hashem HaMishtakef, which is reflected Be'ishiyusam Shel Gedolei Yisrael, in their personalities. That's the experience that we're privileged to have in encountering a chacham who's mekadesh shem shemayim. That his orus, which it creates, that thirst which it awakens, that fire which it ignites, is something which a person needs to follow up. It's something we need to follow up. It's something that we need to avoid being derailed and distracted by Havle Hazman. We need to make an effort to nurture it. What happens if we do? What happens if that Mis'avel lahen v'rodef osan? What happens if we don't? We're careful not to let ourselves get derailed, not to get distracted. Where does it lead? That initial attraction, that initial fascination, that initial inspiration and aspirations, where do they potentially lead? Ketzad hiyo ahava haru'uya, what is true Avas Hashem entail? How does it express itself? Hu sheyoves Hashem ava gedola yisera rabba azad ma'od. A person is so enthralled with, so preoccupied with, so enamored of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so intensely, ad shetehei nafsho kshura ba'avas Hashem, until his very soul is bound up with Avas Hashem, v'nimtza shoge ba'tomid, total immersion. Ke'elu chole ho'ava, like those who are lovesick, she'ein daitam penuya me'avas osa isha, shehu shoge ba'tomid, bein b'shifto, bein b'kumo, bein b'shar, shehu ochel v'shosa, someone who's so totally preoccupied, obsessed at all moments. Yeser mizeh, the intensity and the all-encompassing nature of Avas Hashem is even greater. It exceeds that. It surpasses that. Yeser mizeh, tiya Avas Hashem b'lev o'avav, shogim batomid, the spark, the original impetus, comes from that magnetic effect of being when one is nimshach b'darkei chokhma. It comes from his bonanus b'masav v'buav hanifloim. It comes from Talmud Torah, and it also comes from the magnetic force of a Torah personality.